Now, while we know that we think, few of us know what thought is, and it is difficult for any teacher precisely to teach his students what thought is. Though we can all see that we have at our command and do use a substance when we think, for we cannot think with nothing. We have seen that the whole universe is chemical substance. We have seen that every living thing, and there is no such thing as a dead thing, speaking chemically, for there is no place where life is not, every living thing has an embodiment. There must be the embodiment through which the spirit, through which life, must express itself. Some embodiments can be seen and felt. Others, more subtle, cannot be seen and felt. Mind substance is one of these subtle substances that cannot be put under a microscope and investigated. For example, you cannot go into a laboratory and place your thought substance under a microscope and then come to me and say, "Look, this is my thought." But you can sit down with me and talk to me and show me the product of that unseen substance that you use when you think. The same with many other substances. Now, the occultists have always taught, my beloved, that mind substance is universal and omnipresent. You already have your idea of prana, have you not? Well, mind substance may be likened to prana in the sense that it is found in every place in the universe. Its sum total is, so to speak, fixed. It cannot be added to, it cannot be taken from, and therefore it is unchangeable. Mind substance can be regarded, as a matter of fact, as a higher phase of energy or matter, just as matter may be considered as a grosser form of mind substance or energy. Now, the ancients claim to have proved that mind substance was the first manifestation, and from it emanated energy, and from energy emanated matter, so that all form parts of one real substance, all that there is, God, the Father, the universal spirit, divine wisdom, creative force, divine mind, or any other name with which you may care to designate the one source and the one life. One may say that there are three manifestations of our emanations from the Absolute, which is saying in a different manner what we have already learned in this very documentary lesson, the Holy of Holies. Now, if it were possible for me as your teacher to exhibit a certain quantity of mind substance and send it to you, there would be no need to try to explain, nor would there be any need for you as the student to try properly to make the personal effort to gain your own conception of its power. But that cannot be done. We have then to regard mind substance as the thing by which is set into operation the energy that causes matter to be in motion. Mind substance can only be known to us by its results: thoughts, thought force, and so on. Now, the differences are, and we should get this deeply in mind, first, matter is the thing that the soul uses to clothe itself with. Second, energy is the thing that the soul uses to act with. Third, mind substance is the thing that the soul uses to think with. It is necessary to get this conception, for as we proceed, we shall nearer and nearer approach the truth that thought is the only thing that we have and that we use, everything being dependent upon this and emanating from it. Now, you're invited to come contemplate the truths disclosed in your last lesson with this idea of mind-substance. You'll see that the mind of each one of us represents so much mind-substance, apparently separated from other mind-substance. Yet in reality, though we cannot yet realize it, each mind is in touch with other separated minds, and with the universal mind, of course, of which it forms a part. You can see, then, that after all, the universe is simply one great, wonderful, vibrating, thinking thing. Now, thinking may vary, as it does in all embodiments, from the atom to the sun, but there is a universality of mind or substance, of which we may use and control just as much as we desire when we know the way. Now, what is the amount of that thought substance, thought power, that you control? The highest form of thought that we are conscious of is that of man. But we know or believe that there are beings much higher than man. We are climbing in mental physics up to that state. Now give attention to these words. The universe is simply one great, wonderful, vibrating, thinking thing. Think. Be quiet. Be still. There is no need for me to use many words to explain, because to understand, you have to feel this truth. You and I are in a sea of thought. You, in your consciousness, that which you have built into your consciousness, for your consciousness is you, are the sum total of everything that you have ever thought. The sea of thought is the Father, the Spirit. We understand anything by contemplation upon it. So we understand the Father through meditation. And the disciple, when he is perfected, shall be as his master. As a very well-known philosopher said, I quote, "All that hinders the individual from exercising the full power of the infinite for any purpose whatsoever is his lack of faith, his inability to realize to the full the stupendous truth that he himself is the very power that he seeks." This was the teaching of Jesus, as it is now in many other ways. And this truth of the divine sonship of man, once taken as the great foundation, a magnificent edifice of possibilities which eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man to conceive, grows up logically upon it, a glorious heritage which each one may legitimately claim in right of his common humanity. What you have to do, my beloved, in these early lessons in the science of mental physics, is to declare this truth of your own life. Declare it all the time, no matter what you may be doing. In everything that you do and say and think and feel, know that you are placing yourself in that happy, reverential attitude of mind, knowing that the all-wise Father, the Spirit of Wisdom, is directing your every step and act and breath. All that you are, all that you do. Now, my beloved, let us be still as we shall close our lesson together. This week you will add to your meditations these powerful words. The Creator is right here, right in the heart of me, right in the mind of me, right in the being of me, right in the substance of me, making itself known. Reveal thyself, O Lord of my life, O Lord of the eternal, that in which I live and move and have my being. Come, I wait, I listen, I am still, I look within me. Come. My beloved, as we go, I wish for you the happiest week of your life. Peace be unto you forevermore. Ooh.